This is Bill Cosby. Now that everybody has told you about the dangers of doing drugs, I'd like to tell you about some of the benefits. Just imagine yourself unconscious, making a visit to a hospital emergency room, weeks in rehabilitation centers, nights in overcrowded prisons, spending more money than you can afford, ruining your health, hurting your parents, losing your loved ones, and most of all, destroying yourself. And remember what I say about doing drugs. I think you can say no.
Oye, por ahí viene Bill Cosby, óyele.
Cantaloupe, toast, and butter, and peppermint tea, your mother's favorite breakfast. Anything we've forgotten?
Ice cream, that's what I like when I'm sick.
Mom's not sick, Moody. She has a pinched nerve.
I think your mother will appreciate just seeing your lovely faces with her tray of her favorite breakfast.
Let me carry it.
Rudy, this is very heavy.
Okay, I won't drop it.
There. Take that.
Thanks.
Okay. Rudy, tell Mom I'll be up there before school.
Okay.
Son,
yes.
What are you doing?
Clearing the table.
Did I ask you to clear the table?
No.
Well, why are you clearing the table?
Well, with Mom laid up for a while, I think we all need to pitch in and do a little bit extra.
Well, you're still going to do your regular chores, aren't you?
Yeah, I'm still going to take out the garbage and sweep the front walk. And don't worry about taking Rudy to dance class. I'll do that.
Son?
Yeah? Why?
Well, sometimes when people have a high fever, they say and do things they don't mean.
Dad, I'm fine.
And sometimes if you have a high fever, you hear things that you'd like to hear, but you really don't hear them.
Dad, you're fine, too.
I am? Oh, I hope so. Hello? Yes, operator, I'll accept the charges.
Hi, Daddy.
Hi, Denise. You need money? You sure?
Yes.
Denise! Hey, it's great to hear from you. Are you still coming home for the weekend?
Of course, I wouldn't miss it.
Good.
I'm just picking up a paper from my English professor, and then I'm going to catch a train and get out of here.
All right. Well, how's everything going down there?
It's great. I think I'm getting an A on this paper.
How's biology?
I'd say I'm pulling a strong B.
All right. Huxtable brains. Sounds like you're burning it up.
I am. I'll tell you about it when I get home, though.
You're gonna come home and ask for money?
No, I gotta go. I'm late for my meeting with my professor, though.
Okay, then I'm looking forward to seeing you.
Same here. Give my love to everyone, okay? Bye.
Bye. My son's doing chores. Nobody asked him to do. My daughter's got a strong B. I must have malaria.
Hi, Dr. Hughes.
Hello, Denise.
Hi, you wanted to see me?
Yes, come in, sit down. I finished reading your last essay.
Oh, great, I worked really hard on this one.
Maybe so, but I'm gonna have to give you the same grade I gave you on the other two.
Those are D's.
I know.
I don't understand, how could I get a D? I worked really hard on this.
But you made the same mistake you made on the other two papers.
I did?
Yes, didn't you read the comments I wrote on those? I thought I explained very clearly what the problems were with your writing.
Yeah, I read your comments. They're very helpful.
Well, obviously, they weren't helpful enough. Didn't I make myself clear?
No, you were very clear. You're a great teacher. I love your class.
So it's not me?
No, no.
But it's got to be one of us.
I guess it's me.
Denise, how much time did you spend writing that paper?
2 weeks. I started as soon as you gave the assignment out.
But how much time did you actually spend writing?
See, it's hard to say exactly, because I have this system that works really well for me.
Oh, you do?
Yes, ma'am. See, when I have a paper that I have to write, I like to think about it for a couple of days. You know, mull it over while I'm doing other things.
Other things?
Yeah, like taking a shower or brushing my teeth or going for a walk. See, I get inspired and then I stop. I stop whatever I'm doing and I just write. It's like this burst of creative energy.
I would rather you organize your bursts.
See, well, this is how I wrote all my papers in high school, and I always got A's.
But you're in college now, and the difference between high school and college is the grade on that paper. Now, I suggest you reread the comments I made.
But I did read them.
But this time, I want you to think about it more carefully. And before you start writing, I want you to look it over again.
All right, I promise I'll do that on my next paper.
Denise, this is your next paper. I want you to write it over. It's due a week from today.
All right, thank you. I appreciate the second chance.
If you don't apply the comments when you rewrite it, I won't be as generous with your grade this time.
Okay, I understand.
Good.
Sorry I'm rushing, but I gotta get out of town.
Hey, Put, how was dance class?
No good.
Something wrong with the ballerina?
Major problems, Dad. Her teacher handed out the parts for the dance recital. Rudy wanted to be the sun, but they made her the wind.
Well, what's the matter with the wind?
Well, I don't know that much about ballet, but all the way home, Rudy kept saying, it's not fair. I am the sun.
Yeah, well, maybe I better talk to her.
Well, Dad, I tried to cheer her up. I said, Rudy, shake it off. It's only ballet. It's not important. Nobody even cares about it.
So she didn't come around after you said that?
I cannot believe she's so upset.
You can't? I remember when you were a little teeny tiny fellow about that size, you wanted to play baseball, and you got on the team. You went out, had your glove, bat, and the uniform, and the man didn't put you in, and you came back, threw your bat over there, threw the glove out the window, said, I don't want to play ball anymore.
I'll go talk to her.
No, 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 no. You've done enough. I'll say something to her. Thank you. Hi.
Hi.
You still have your coat on.
I know.
Yeah. Well, you're going to be hot.
I don't care.
Come on, take your coat off. Take it off. All right, Theo tells me that you had some disappointment in dance class.
Daddy, I am the sun. I don't want to be the wind.
Well, now, what is so good about being the sun?
The sun gets to set and it gets to rise and shine on the flowers. You know, photosynthesis.
Photo what?
You know, make the flowers grow, photosynthesis.
No, honey, it's photosynthesis.
Oh.
Yeah, now where did you learn about photosynthesis?
Vanessa told me. She said that the sun's the most important thing in the universe.
So you think the sun is more important than the wind?
You got it.
Do me a favor, would you please? Would you show me what the sun does?
Sure.
Photosynthesis.
Photosynthesis.
Yeah. Now, would you show me what the wind does? Well, now, you'll have to pardon me, but as far as I'm concerned, the wind is far more exciting than the sun.
But the wind only gets to dance at the very end.
So you're saying that the sun stays on stage longer?
The whole play.
Well, let me tell you this. I think that when the people see this play, they will say, well, the sun was out there for a while, but wow, the wind, bring her back, man. Bring her back.
Dad, huh? I can't come back. It's at the end of the show.
But if you are the best wind, that you could be, even though you don't care about being the wind, if you were the best wind that you could be, I'll bet you that at the end of the play, when the people are clapping, they would say, the sun burned, but the wind blew me away. You understand that?
Yes.
All right, then. Good, good.
But I am the sun.
Oh, yes, you're the sun.
Yes?
How come you didn't get up and open the door?
Very funny. Oh, be careful, be careful.
How did you do this?
It's my own fault. I was teaching Rudy some of my famous ballet moves, and I picked her up and discovered that my little baby is a heavy child.
Well, look at the good side. At least you're getting some rest.
I'm getting plenty of rest. And I've had so much fun these past 2 days, I can't begin to tell you. I've watched the squirrel climb up and down the tree outside. I've listened to myself breathe. And I have discovered that I blink 37 times in a minute.
Are you telling us you're bored?
Out of my mind. But I'm really glad to see the two of you. Tell me what you've been doing. Everything. Don't leave anything out.
Well, things are going great at college. I think I'm going to get all A's this semester.
Well, that's wonderful, isn't it, Denise?
Yeah.
And I just finished a psych project on dream interpretation, and the professor loved it so much she wants me to do research with her next semester.
All right, son, all right. Well, how's everything with you, Denise?
Good.
Yeah, how's school?
It's getting really cold in Virginia now. We even had a frost last week. Ooh.
Well, we had great weather at Princeton.
I'm not surprised.
Well, tell me about your classes.
Oh, Mom, I want to and I will, but I want to find some sweaters, you know, the cold. So, I'll be back in a bit. Don't you go away. I want to hear about you, Mom. You!
Don't worry, I'll be here.
Not bad. When I watch you, I see the wind.
But I'm only on the stage for a minute.
Oh, that doesn't matter, because that's not what the audience is going to remember.
It's not?
Take it from someone who has a few dance recitals under her belt. The performance isn't that important. What the audience is going to remember is your bow at the end. Now, let me see you bow.
Well, that's okay, but the audience isn't going to remember it.
They're not?
No. You need something with flair. Now, here's what I recommend. The first thing you do when you come out is you act really humble, like you're surprised or even applauding. And then you point to yourself and you say, "For me?" They love that. And then you walk slowly toward the center of the stage, shaking your head like you really don't deserve their love. No, no. Please, stop. And then you put one foot behind the other and you bow deeply at the waist, exhausted. Show them that you've given them everything you have, and then I'll be in the front row and I'll yell, "Bravo! Bravo!" And that will start a standing ovation.
I like that.
We're back. Movie time.
What did you rent?
Something for everybody. For Rudy, Mr. Mouse joins the circus.
Yay!
And for everyone else, Attack of the Two-Headed Dog.
All right.
Where's Denise?
She's in the kitchen.
Okay, Vanessa, you set up the tape machine and I'll get Denise. Okay.
And I'll make the popcorn.
Come on, Denise, we got the movies.
Oh, you guys go ahead. I don't feel like it.
I thought you wanted to see the movie.
Yeah, well, I changed my mind.
Are you all right?
Yeah, what?
Well, you've been acting strange.
Yeah, I agree.
You hardly ate any dinner.
I wasn't hungry, okay?
Having a problem with some guy?
No.
Are you having troubles at school?
Did I say anything about school? Why bring school into this?
Strong defensive reaction.
Oh, yeah.
Fine, I will watch this stupid movie with you guys.
Ah, avoidance response.
Without a doubt.
Cut it out, you guys!
Definite hostility.
Theo!
Denise, you might as well tell us. Because you know sooner or later we're gonna get it out of you.
You don't have to tell us, but maybe we could help.
All right, it goes no further than this kitchen, okay?
We promise.
I bet this is good.
What is it?
Okay, the last three papers that I wrote for freshman composition, I got D's.
Whoa, you must have been doing some serious partying.
Theo, I didn't party at all. I worked really hard on those papers, okay?
You didn't party and you got D's? What a waste.
Well, Denise, I wouldn't worry about it. When I started college, I had troubles with the subject, but I turned it around.
Yo, I'm not just having trouble in freshman composition. Right now, I have a low C in biology and a high D in calculus.
Oh, Denise.
Denise!
Hey, I'm doing really well in my modern cinema class. We have to see a movie once a week, and I haven't missed one yet.
Are you gonna flunk out?
No, not unless I really mess up.
Do Mom and Dad know about this?
No.
Well, you have to tell them.
I'd rather flunk out.
You'd have to tell that to Mom and Dad anyway.
Not me. I just walk out the door, I say, I'm off to college. And then I would go down to the community center and play basketball for 6 months.
Denise, I think you better tell them, because if Mom and Dad find out about these grades from someone else, they'll really be upset.
I know, but I don't know how to tell them this.
Well, I know how I would tell them. I'd wait until Sunday night. And when the bags are in the car and I'm driving off, I'd say, bye, Mom, bye, Dad, I'm flunking.
Good, you're gonna entertain me. It's the Hillman College Marching Band. Ladies and gentlemen, for your halftime entertainment, we are proud to present the Hillman College Flying Falcon Marching Band.
Come on.
Careful now, be
careful.
I know.
So
I wanted to tell you that I'm really enjoying Hillman.
Good.
And I'm really glad you influenced me to go there.
And we're glad that you're glad.
I also wanted to tell you I'm doing really well in my modern cinema class.
Modern cinema class?
Yeah, well, I got into it late after I dropped early American history.
You dropped your history class?
Well, it started at 8 o'clock in the morning. I was having a little trouble getting there on time.
And what time is the modern cinema class?
Noon. Actually, I'm having trouble in a few other of my classes, too.
Which ones?
English, biology, and calculus. Yeah, well, I haven't gotten off to a real good start in those.
What kind of start have we gotten off to?
2 D's and a C minus.
Now, what happened to the strong B in biology?
Well, I still plan on getting a B. See, all I have to do is get 2 A's on my next test and an A on my lab work.
And what happened to the A minus you told me about in calculus?
I can still get it. The final exam is 70% of our grade. I just have to ace it.
What is your problem, child?
I think it has something to do with the teachers. No, at Hillman, they have excellent teachers, yes, but when they give you an assignment, they act like they don't care if you do it or not. At high school, Mr. Shepherd made sure that we did the work. He checked on us every day. At Hillman, they just give you an assignment and they just say, do it. They say, do it, and then you never hear about it again until it has to be in.
They're treating you like an adult, Denise. They expect you to take care of things yourself.
Mom, I have so much to take care of, okay? I have to do my laundry.
Your laundry? Isn't that stuff you brought in a big bag here?
I have to buy supplies. I have to clean my room. I have to eat. I have to sleep. And then all the girls from my dorm, they come to me with their problems, right? I hardly have any time to even go to my club meetings.
What club?
Students for Social Peace through Poetry. Dad, I cannot spend all my time studying. I want to be a well-rounded person.
Denise, now, it sounds to me like you are blaming everybody but the right body, you. If you would just organize yourself, you'd have time to do all these things you want to do and study, too. Honey, you are in college now. It's a different world. I'll tell you what, tomorrow you and I are going to get together, and I will help you to organize your schedule.
You will? Yes. Great. I guess I can probably use it.
Denise, your mother and I want you to get a wonderful education because our money is a terrible thing to waste.
Well, Denise, I think I see where you got a D on this paper.
You do?
Mm-hmm. Listen to this. Zora Neale Hurston was an important author because of what she meant to future generations of women authors.
Yeah, what's wrong with that?
And she meant quite a lot to those future generations, including my own. Come on, Denise, this is incomplete. You haven't told me why she was important to future generations of authors.
Because she influenced them.
How?
Through her literary style.
Which was?
Unique.
Explain that.
Different.
Why?
Ma, you're asking me things a teacher already knows. She knows what I'm talking about. She read the book.
Denise, you have to write this paper like your teacher has not read the book. When you make a statement like this, honey, you got to be able to back this up. Now tell me in your own words why you like Hurston's writings.
Because the woman she wrote about had an inner strength that I really admired.
Would you please write that?
So simple. My teacher's not going to be interested in that.
Well, if you can back it up, she will be.
Well, I can't.
So then do it. And please remember, when you're in trouble, I'm not the only person you can come to. Go to your professors. That's what they're there for.
I will.
Excuse me. How would you like a study break?
Sure.
Vanessa, we're just in the middle of something.
I think this will be worth your while.
Okay, what is it?
Ladies and gentlemen, it is my pleasure to present to you Miss Rudy Lillian Huxtable as The Wind.
Hey!
For me? Oh, no, no, not for me. Not for me.
Studio audience.